Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I want to dive a little more into the center switch. Obviously, you saw what was going on in games, but you know McLeod has gone from second line, third line, fourth line to first line. What does it say about a guy that he's able to move in so many directions and give you something when you move him around like that?
Well, you know, I think when we brought him in, we understand what we thought he could be. I think he fit pretty good in that second or third line center spot, and there was good chemistry with Greenway and Zucks. And then, you know, after that, it's just been, you know, trying to see what works. And we've tried some other people in different places and then, you know, tried to create a fourth line with him on it there for a while that we thought could bring us real good energy. And so we know he's been a good killer for us. He's first over the boards for that. A lot of nights he's been, you know, one of our best center when it comes to taking faceoffs. So, but he went through a stretch where not much happened. So you kind of move around. He played a little left wing even. That's just really part of today's game.
What's the Peyton Krebs to kind of settle into that third line center role between Zach and
You know, I think, again, here's a guy that's been, you know, a little bit of wing, a little bit of center. He does a good job when he's in the middle. There's a little bit of time there when, you know, he was playing on the wing with, you know, Cousin and Benson that some pretty good chemistry there. You know, you're one injury from, you know, your line's always, you know, kind of rotating. You know, with Cooley went out, you know, our line's rotated again. Cooley's going to be hopefully back in by the weekend. So we'll have to sort some things out there again.
You've been coaching against Sidney Crosby a long time here. What stood out to you about his career and how he's been able to maintain this?
How hard it is to coach against him. you know, I think what stands out is really how his game is always keeps up with where the game is at. You know, from being an unbelievable rush player to then becoming a really good player from the top of the circles down, tipping pucks, being around the net, for second opportunities, being that guy that gets inside the paint. I think if you looked at how he started off scoring goals and then where he got to scoring goals and the type of goals now, he can score any type of goal. You know, he's just a real good player. I mean, he's a heck of an athlete. So any guy that can play at this level for that amount of time just tells you what type of athlete he is.
What's the key to this team? Staying in the situation, even with the standings how they are, you're 6-3-1 in the last 10. You've had 2-0 leads 3 games in a row. You start most games well. That's the opposite of what people might expect with a team where you are in the standings.
Yeah, but we talk about one game at a time. You know, like I said, we've hurt ourselves. I think probably the thing I probably mentioned most is managing the puck at times. But we have good focus, and it just seems when we get a little bit ahead of it, our play gets a little bit too loose. And you don't want to take the puck out of your players' hands, but they have to make, you know, the right decision at the right time. And we've made some poor decisions that will have allowed teams back in hockey games. But you reset, you start the next game, and again, we have to put that last game behind us. We have to concentrate on, you know, focus on, again, maybe our record wouldn't be good if we didn't start so well. So focus on getting off to a good start and then trying to remain consistent throughout the game.
Since your team is different and their team is different, can you take much? And what was that, maybe your fourth or fifth game of the year against them? Can you take too much out of that?
I think there's plays inside that game that you look at that, you know, you make your players aware of. They've got some special plays they tried that created opportunities. But you're right, they're different, we're different. You know, we have two or three guys that aren't in. They have, you know, really the same. You know, you look at those recent games and you see how they're playing and usually use that for the backbone of, you know, what you think they are.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.